ready for God's day. You are the pain. Oh, 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 the way. Oh, 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 the way.
Welcome in, everybody, and thank you for joining me on another edition of our Sleeper Wire Shorts. I am your host for this episode, Steven Speculatelli, and I am going to continue to dive into my dynasty targets. But before I do that, you know, I just kind of want to reiterate to everybody that just please stay safe out there. You know, practice your social distancing. These are definitely some hard times, definitely some scary times, and we can all work through this and get through this together. So jumping into my dynasty targets again, I want to look at Dawson Knox today. And he may not be the sexiest target, but in my opinion, he's worth investing in. He was a third round pick out of Ole Miss, and he definitely showed some promise towards the end of the season as a rookie. I mean, throughout the season, progressively, he showed some promise as a whole. But, you know, if you go back and you look at his college stats, they're really not all that impressive. And he is a guy that also, in the Ole Miss offense, as a receiving option, played behind the likes of DK Metcalf and AJ Brown. Very talented individuals, and we all saw what they did in their rookie year. So you can kind of see how he might get kind of pushed aside in that situation in college, but don't let that be fooled. Don't be fooled by that, because when his number was called upon, he ate up the middle of the field. As a rookie, he played 15 games and he only started 11 of them, and he started the year behind Tyler Croft, and things progressed and things changed. Knox finished his rookie season with 28 catches for 388 yards and two touchdowns. He and Josh Allen really did develop a rapport throughout the year, and I thought it was more prominent towards the end of the season, and it kind of reminded me of, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying that it's going to get to that level, but before last season, if you go 2 years back and you look at Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews, I think it's something similar to that. Again, I don't think it's going to get to that level that we saw last year between those two, but definitely something to kind of think about when you're looking at players that are going to take that next step. And really with rookie tight ends, unless they're guys that are more named, in, you know, especially in the dynasty world, you're not really looking at production out of them until, you know, earliest season two, you know, maybe season three. But season two is generally when I try to look at what guys are doing. I look through the rookie year. I look through the draft profiles and all that stuff and see who I really want to target. And I either draft them, or I can pick them up off of waivers, seeing how everything progresses through the season, or you can get them as throw-in options in other deals. If you look at his receptions for the year, I mean, 28, you know, doesn't really stand out a whole lot, but his target share does. I mean, he did have 50 targets during the year. Now, you look at 28 catches on 50 targets, but his catchable target rate, he caught 90% of the balls. So definitely something to think about there. He's actually a pretty solid route runner. I mean, he did average 1.6 yards of separation per route ran, so he does have cushion when he runs his routes. I mean, he's pretty fluid. He sets his hips. You know, he can get himself open. He tracks the ball well. He high points the ball well, and he's going to win contested catches. Having the addition of Stephon Diggs to pair along with John Brown is going to also help things open up. I mean, again, go back to the college days, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, you know, two respectable wide receivers that you have to pay attention to, leaves the middle of the field open. You know, they do have some help in the backfield with Devin Singletary, and depending on what they do in the offseason, if they're going to add to that. So Josh Allen definitely has more to work with, and I think Dawson Knox is going to take a good step forward this year. He's a very physical player as well, and he's very tough to bring down, but he can also make defenders miss, which is one thing you got to look at too, and he's very good with the balls in his hands. So he is one that can get yards after the catch in a couple different ways. And the fact that the guy stands 6'4", 250-plus pounds, makes him a very solid red zone target as well. He's also a very dominant run blocker, which is going to keep him on the field. I'm expecting Dawson Knox to take the starting role in 2020, and he is a player that you're going to want to target if you need help at the tight end position on your dynasty teams. Because of what I believe, I would pay right around a mid-round second pick for him, because I truly think this guy's going to take a good step forward this year. However, you can probably get him for a very late second or early third. Depends on the owner and how they value him, obviously. Now, his value is going to be a little bit higher in tight end premium for obvious reasons, but you got to kind of feel it out. You know, again, last year I was either getting him off of the waiver wire, or I got him as a throw-in player in trade packages that I was working on. That's all I have for today. Again, if you need tight end help, go out and get Dawson Knox. Worst case scenario for you is that he will be a consistent weekly option at the tight end position with a little bit of upside. So make sure you guys go on to Twitter, Instagram, the Sleeper app, whatever. You guys can follow me. My handle is the same. It's at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. Also go on Twitter, follow at Sleeper Wire Show, and go on to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you guys enjoy your podcast, and subscribe or follow the Sleeper Wire Show so you can get alerts and get all the latest content that we have coming out. I mean, a lot of things are still going. We're still moving forward with a lot of different things. We have our Sleeper Wire shorts. You know, if you enjoyed the Rookie Running Back Show that I did with Rob Rose, we're about to, you know, drop the wide receiver version of that where George joined us. You know, those guys are doing a very interesting thing with the Dynasty Game Night as far as trade values and whatnot. So a lot of good stuff coming out, and you need to stay tuned. So make sure you're subscribing and following, and so you can get all that latest content to take advantage of your Dynasty offseason as you work towards the regular season. So again, everybody, please stay safe. Take care of yourself. Think about the others in your actions. And let's all get through this horrible coronavirus situation together and go about our regular lives. So until the next time, y'all be easy.